I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, adventure racing for those unafraid of mud pits, warriors with spears, things of that nature. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
After 3 days of sometimes intense negotiation, talks ended on Thursday between the NBA Players Association and the team owners. Now there's speculation that games may be canceled through Christmas, and even the entire season could go away. Good news for everybody, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a deal that helps neither side, which I think is the definition of an even deal. I have no illusions about the fact that this is what the NBA owners wanted all along. One thing that keeps eluding my brethren in the press is that a lockout is, in all cases, a management strategy. So naturally, there's a second stage to the strategy, which is to lose the season. And I think that's what we're seeing now.
The Texas Rangers drew even with the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 2 of the World Series. Game 3 tonight, we'll find Dirk Nowitzki of the Dallas Mavericks on the mound to throw out the first pitch. So it's all in good fun, and nobody could possibly have objected to that, right?
Ah, you've reckoned without Bud Selig, my friend. A man who has a really good World Series beginning on his hands here has decided to be as petty as he possibly could and stand behind his greedy brethren in the NBA and was actually questioning whether or not Nowitzki could be throwing out the first pitch while the NBA was locking out its players. Cooler heads have apparently prevailed. Sanity is apparently reigning once again in Texas, and Nowitzki will throw out the first pitch.
Charlie, no matter who wins this World Series, relief pitcher Arthur Rhodes will get himself a championship ring. How'd he work that?
He started the year with the Rangers. This is great. Arthur Rhodes, if Arthur Rhodes doesn't have a chaise lounge in the bullpen with his feet up and a cool beverage with a straw and an umbrella in it, I'd be very disappointed in him. The guy is absolutely in the catbird seat. They could tie, and he would get two rings.
People who assumed that the NFL lockout ended because the league's owners and players had learned to agree on everything were apparently wrong. What did the two sides disagree about this week?
Well, the union is saying that they're not going to swing with blood testing for human growth hormones. The league is, of course, stamping its feet. The drug warriors are having hysterics and conniption fits, which is their profession anyway. You've got Congress sort of meddling around, and the union, I think, is going to stand on this for a while, and good for them.
As you know, I don't watch a lot of pro football, but if you can tell me which of this weekend's games is most likely to end with two coaches having at each other, I will tune in for that. Should I watch Jets-Chargers?
Well, this is going to be a weekly deal now, I think. They're going to arrange to have coaches fight at the end of every game. So there can be 20 minutes of deploring the whole matter in the wrap-up shows. Yeah, Rex Ryan and North Turner have been yapping at each other. Both teams, by the way, have bigger problems than coaches yelling at each other, and they should tend to their business.
Driving very fast around an oval in the company of more than a score of other people doing the same thing has always been dangerous and potentially fatal. On Sunday, the Las Vegas Motor Speedway was the site of a 15-car crash that killed one driver, Dan Weldon. Was that particular race designed in a particularly dangerous way?
Yes, it was. You should not be in the situation of having to have a 15-car pileup in an IndyCar race. Having IndyCars race on an unsafe, too-fast track and racing 4 and 5 wide is just stupid. And there are a lot of people right now with blood on their hands.
One of the teams in England's Premiership has tested the DNA of their players in order to learn more about what predisposes soccer players to injuries. Any worries about the consequences of this particular application of science to sports?
Quack, 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 quack. Excuse me. Yeah, they're looking for genetic mutations linked to an increased chance of injuries like ruptured tendons and stuff. The professor who carried out the research said, I have no idea which players they were, but there were some really good genes in there.
What a surprise. You know, I must say, I expected you to say something about how soccer players are always falling over and clutching their knees for no reason at all.
Well,
so
is there
learn anything?
Is there a genetic mutation attached to, like, acting? I mean, does Ronaldo and Al Pacino have the same gene?
I know that for lots of fans, there's no such thing as too much football, but how many of
you
them...
You are not one of them.
How many of them would still feel that way if they'd sat through last weekend's game in California between Desert Hot Springs High and Big Bear High?
Big Bear and Desert Hot Springs played 8 overtimes before Big Bear was able to win the game 56-50. This is the silly overtime rule where you get to play street football until somebody doesn't score.
The thing I love about this is imagining the conversations in the huddle with these kids saying, hand it off to him, man. I'm tired.
Let's run the play we ran 3.5 hours ago. They won't be.
They'll have forgotten.
They've forgotten it by now.
There was great celebration within the Weinroth family of Sedalia, Colorado, when one of the goats
Sports!
Had raised was named grand champion at the Colorado State Fair. But I gather the celebration was short-lived. What happened?
The championship goat at the Colorado State Fair flunked his drug test. There was some unapproved feed additive in his feed, and he was disqualified. Yeah. And since the goat can't speak for himself, goats being able to only say, nyah! His family is saying he's been framed.
Yeah.
Goat set him up.
Sabotage.
Goat set him up. It was his cousin's feed additive. Yeah, that'll do it.
Not my drugs.
Not his drugs, no.
And finally, Charlie, lots of golf courses feature water hazards, and now I understand that there is, in the works, a water hazard that features a golf course. What's that all about?
Yes, an 18-hole course in the Maldives are going to be made up entirely of artificial islands, each of them featuring two or three homes, so you could, sort of like live in the landing area on a par five, which I'm sure would be really convenient for backyard barbecues. Tsunamis, I would think, would be a problem. Sharks might be a little bit of a drawback here on the course. Of course, if you put me on a golf course, which is 90% water and 10% grass, and you're supposed to hit it in the water, I'll hit it in the grass all the time.
Charlie Pierce blogs about politics for Esquire magazine, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Phil.
Don't eat that stuff.